This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. An Army officer on the White House National Security Staff on Tuesday is telling the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump that he was so concerned about the U.S. leader's request in July that Ukraine investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who listened in on President Trump's late July conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, says in prepared testimony that he was concerned by the call that he did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen. The Trump-Zelensky call is at the center of efforts by the majority Democrats in the House of Representatives to impeach President Trump for asking Ukraine to investigate one of Trump's chief 2020 Democratic rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden. More details from the daring U.S. military raid that took out Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Saturday. VOA's Carla Babb has this.
U.S. forces took Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's remains from a tunnel under the Islamic State leader's hideout, reduced to rubble by U.S. air power, confirming his ID through DNA testing before burying him at sea. Pentagon officials are hopeful the treasure trove of data collected from the compound will aid American forces and the Syrian Democratic Forces they're partnering with. Meantime, President Donald Trump has turned his focus to another asset, oil fields in northeast Syria.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Securing the oil fields is now part of America's mission, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper added U.S. forces would defend them from Russian and Syrian forces if necessary. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
This is VOA News. President Trump says he expects to sign a significant part of the trade deal with China ahead of schedule, but he did not elaborate on the timing. The president's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner spoke at a trade forum earlier today in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
People understand the president. They know that he's firm. They know that he's going to make the decisions that he thinks are right. And I think ultimately we've come to an understanding with China now on where we want to head. And I think that Secretary Mnuchin, who's here, and Ambassador Lighthizer have done a fabulous deal on the front lines of that negotiation.
Leaders of the world's two biggest economies are working to agree on the text for a phase one trade agreement announced by Mr. Trump on October the 11th. Pakistan has reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace and reconciliation process in war-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the importance for all parties to the conflict to take practical steps to reduce hostilities. Prime Minister Imran Khan's office said in a statement issued late Monday that he made the remarks in a meeting with visiting U.S. Chief Negotiator for Afghan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad. Embattled Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri announced his resignation Tuesday after 2 weeks of unprecedented anti-government protests demanding political reform. In a televised address, the Prime Minister said the protests prompted him to decide to submit his resignation to President Michael Aoun, saying that he had reached a dead end. His resignation came 2 weeks after people launched a largely peaceful protest movement demanding an overhaul of the political class considered corrupt and incompetent. As hundreds of Iraqi protesters are hunkered down in Baghdad's central Tahrir Square and other provinces, analysts say the country is facing a precarious moment. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Amman in neighboring Jordan.
Analysts say that nobody, be it Iraq's leaders or the protesters, know where the demonstrations will go. The protests are leaderless, without an organizational structure, and are not unified. Renaud Mansour at Chatham House in London believes the protests won't die out and also the status quo won't continue.
I think that kind of muddling through is no longer viable. The question becomes, to what extent will the government have reforms that are meaningful rather than the same reforms that we've seen for the last 2 years, changing cabinet ministers, promising electoral law reform, all of that stuff.
Unlike past protests, these have been met with escalating force from the security apparatus using live ammunition. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
Teachers and lawyers unions, even planning ministry employees, are joining the young protesters. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.